Father, thank you for this moment. We give you the praise and give you the honor because you are God. Father, breathe upon everyone here today. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. Let your power flow. Let your grace flow. Let your word change someone's life to the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. We have a DIGC Kobe around the backside of Asokoro viewing center being dedicated today. They are meeting there for the first time today. And we pray for them. And we ask that that assembly be dedicated for the use of God in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. I welcome everyone here to this service this morning, bringing you greetings from Uyo in Akwa Ibom State and also Warri in Delta State and Ugeli also in Delta State. We had very, very explosive time in God's presence and it was powerful. Somebody say a loud amen. At the airport, they dressed us Niger Delta style, Robo style. Even though I didn't last long in the the dress on there, because but it was very impactful. You need to see it. If you saw it, I introduced a new style to them by wearing tie on top of the traditional dress. Hallelujah. I'm sure from now they will start, some people will start wearing tie. It is the down one that I didn't last long inside. Praise the Lord. It was very, very powerful. Very exciting. Hallelujah. Somebody ready to be blessed here, say amen. Amen. Psalm 119 verse 18. Psalm 119 and in verse 18. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am looking at the subject today of getting the best out of the word. Part 2. There are 3 things I said in the morning that I would like to repeat at this moment because of how powerful they are. Our objective is to understand what it takes to get the best out of the word of God. We know that the Word of God is what shapes our lives. We know that the Word of God holds the key to our existence on the earth. The Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. And so, 3 things I mentioned. I said, first, it's one thing to read the Word, but it is entirely a different thing to see beyond the letter of the word. Those who read the word of God are plenty. And those who see beyond the letter are few. It's one thing to read the word of God, but it's entirely a different thing to see beyond the letter of the word. I said also, reading the word may give you scriptural information, but seeing beyond the letter gives you spiritual revelation. When you just read the word, what you have may be scriptural information. But when you see beyond the letter, what you have is spiritual revelation. And then thirdly, we said, information may enhance your mind, but it is revelation that upgrades your life. You can have your mind enhanced, by information. But you have your life upgraded by revelation. And then I said also that information may give you education. But it is revelation that grants you a revolution. You can have education without a revolution. Information gives you education. Revelation grants you a revolution. Having said all of that, I would like to add something to what I said. And that is that it is one thing to listen to the word, but it is a different thing to hear what the Spirit is saying. You can listen to the word without hearing what the Spirit is saying. It is one thing to listen to the word. It is another thing to hear the voice beside the verse. Also, in addition, just hearing the word may give you scriptural knowledge. Hearing may give you scriptural knowledge. But hearing what the Spirit is saying gives you revelational insight. Somebody may have scriptural knowledge. He knows scripture, but he doesn't have insight. That qualifies to be a separate point. Yes. In addition to that, knowledge makes you intelligent. Insight makes you impactful. Scriptural knowledge may make you intelligent. Spiritual revelation makes your life impactful. There are people who are intelligent in scripture, but they are not impactful in life. They can quote many scriptures, but no impact. Finally, it's a mix of the two. Information brings education, but revelation brings impartation. Don't forget this one. Information may bring education. Revelation brings impartation. That is, when you see what you have not seen before out of scripture, you are empowered in certain realms. It just equips you with the power to function. You can be educated without being imparted. Even as I speak now, impartation is happening. Somebody receiving something, say a loud amen. Somebody receiving something, say a loud amen. Somebody receiving something, shout the loud, must say amen. What are the channels through which I can get the best out of the world? What do I do to get the best out of the world? Number one, true revelation or desperation, and it's the same points I'll be enumerating, just the other part of it. True desperation and value for the word. desperation and value for the world. Earlier on, I said desperation is the doorway to revelation. And insight is a product of interest. In this service, I want to add, value is key to profit. If anything must profit you, you must value it. Value is key to profit. And light is a function of test. To test for it is to be lighted with it. Do you want to see profit in anything? Value it. Do you want to experience light? Possess test. Now, how do you express desperation? I mentioned two things in the first service, and that is exercising and expressing a genuine longing for God through His Word. You exercise a genuine longing for God through His Word. Secondly, I mentioned that you give the Word first place in your life by giving the Word the first place in your life. Third, it is by placing spiritual food above physical food. Job chapter 23 verse 12. He said, neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. By placing spiritual food above physical food. By the determination that food shall not cross your mouth in the day, until the word has crossed your spirit. And fourthly, how do you express desperation? By giving the word the time it deserves. By giving the word of God the time it deserves. Many of us read the word in a hurry. That does not show value. That does not show desperation. In Acts chapter 6 and in verse 4, Bible says, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Eating in a hurry can be disastrous and dangerous even to the body. You settle with the word and give the word the time it deserves. Am I communicating? You make the word of God a part of your life schedule. You show value for the word by giving the word the time it deserves. That is the first way. How do we get the best out of the word? Number two, through the act of praying and asking for light out of the word. The act of praying and asking for light out of the word. Open my eyes that I may behold wonders out of your word. Then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 17. Wherefore also, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The knowledge of him is the knowledge of his word. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance. Paul the apostle was praying that the eyes of the people be opened. Somebody say amen. When do you pray to ask for your eyes to be opened to the word? Number one, you pray for light out of the word, for daily bread and insight. We said that in the last service. Give us this day our daily bread. Every day comes with light. Psalm 19 verse 1 to 2 said, day unto day utter speech. Night unto night showeth knowledge. Verse 2. There is something God is saying every day. Lord, what are you saying to me today? It is a prayer to pray as you carry the Bible. What are you saying to me today? Asking for prayer for our daily bread. Number two, it is. We pray for light out of the word, for deeper understanding of the word in particular areas of interest or concern. Maybe you are concerned that your business is not doing well as it should, and you want to see light out of scripture. Lord, what do I do for my business life to be more successful? You go for light and you open the Bible for God to lead you. We pray for light out of the word for deeper understanding. We dealt with that in the last service. Thirdly, we pray for light out of the word in the course of the preaching of the word. While the service is on, Lord, open my ears. Isaiah chapter 50 and in verse 4. He said, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. So when the pastor stands to preach, he speaks a word in season. Now look at the B part. He wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. Lord, I don't want to sit in church and leave the church and hear nothing. Open my ears to hear what the preacher is saying. Now listen to this. A man can preach for 1 hour, and the word that pertained to you was for 1 minute in the whole message. The word that changes your life was just for 2 minutes. The word that changes your life was just a sentence. Someone was watching us from the UK last Sunday. You know what was her word? When the woman testified last Sunday about, I think, some influence around her life. And I stood up and I said, who surrounds you? Can you give me the feedback? It determines what you can survive. That woman in the UK was watching. She picked her pen. The whole message of that day, that was her word. May you never arrive in church and return from church without hearing anything. May you never come for the sake of ceremony alone. I prophesy to someone today, the word that is changing your life is coming to you right now. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest, amen. If you are saying amen, say amen at the top of your voice. Hallelujah. Finally, number four, you pray for light in seasons of confusion in order to escape the traps of error. In seasons of confusion, in order to escape the traps of error. We pray to escape it. John chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible said the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. You know, once in a while, doctrines flow and fly. All manner of terrible things. Some time ago, some people woke up suddenly and began to say that they saw visions and everybody is in hell. All the people that you know that God used in time past, they are all in hell. And I looked at the scripture. And the Bible says wisdom is justified of his children. What will be the benefit of God revealing any general who served him before in hell? What will be the benefit of it to our generation? Zero. You know why? Because it is a matter of, if so and so person can serve God the way he served God and still ended in hell, then let me live any way I want. Nobody will go to heaven. That was the aim of Satan. We gave it a knockout blow. I was in the Philippines when a man met me and said, thank you for the message you preach that gave that thing a knockout blow. What, they come once in a while. Say, tight, pay, don't pay. All manner. So you go to scripture. Lord, what are you saying? What is the position of the world? Oh, some say, oh, God does. God has left fathers alone. And God is dealing with the younger generation now. Pit of hell. God respects fathers to such a point. We are at the mountain of transfiguration. It was not Elisha and Joshua that were called. It was Moses and Elijah. Even if Elisha did double of what Elijah did, even if Joshua entered the promised land and Moses did not, yet, to validate and authenticate the mantle of fatherhood, he called up fathers. God validated the mantle of fatherhood by making sure the young prophet Samuel could not discern the voice of God without reaching back to Eli. He could have spoken to Samuel directly, but he used Eli, his father's voice, to talk to him. Even though Eli was missing it to some extent, yet God spoke through Eli's voice in order to make Samuel remain submissive to Eli. This is not a message we are preaching this morning. So I will stop here now. Just come on. Younger generation. There is no young generation, no new generation truth. Truth is truth. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Children may have insight, but elders have both insight and foresight. And hindsight. They use their hindsight and foresight to interpret the insight of the youth. We'll talk on the matter. We'll take a day to deal with it. As anointed as David was, and he was almost getting more anointed than Saul, he remained under that authority until death. Yet, Saul was missing it plentifully. David could not stretch his hand to strike him. In these days, we have youth who have, they don't give any qualms to tear down an elder. It is not scriptural. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say, but Peter corrected Paul. Yes, he corrected Paul in the church. He corrected Paul in the assembly. Paul corrected Peter. He corrected Peter in the assembly of the saints. Not in the front of the world. Not in the front of unbelievers. Not to talk of social media. Tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in the streets of Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines will rejoice. There are things not to say in Gath. There are things not to publish on the streets of Ashkelon. In order not to arm the enemies of God and the enemies of the church with the weapon to use. All these things, we see it out of scripture. Am I communicating? In seasons of error, in seasons of confusion, where somebody does not know what to follow and what to believe, Lord, what are you saying? And then he opens up the scripture and make it very clear. Hallelujah. In the process of preaching one thing, I have preached something else now. But I believe that detour was for somebody's benefit. I am sure that it will help somebody. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. One man said that nobody needs to be taught anymore because every child of God has a gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will teach all of us, and so on. He was talking to me from Europe. I said, tell the man who said that he gave them apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. God is too wise to make available resources that are not useful. He won't give the church teachers if there is no need for teaching. He won't give us pastors if there is no need for being pastored. When he said that to the man said, I have repented. The man is meant to be a preacher or a teacher himself. He said, I have repented. That it is true. It is impossible. You teach your children at home. But here there is a paid teacher to teach them in school. Am I communicating at all? Okay, you say you want to teach all the teachings. You want to teach your children everything at home. Okay, take them from now to the university. Teach them mathematics. Teach them permutation integration. Calculus. Go into microbiology and virology and immunology and parasitology and bacteriology. Go to Krebs cycle, triglyceric acid cycle. Go into anatomy, head and neck. Go into histology. Teach them Trendelenburg sign. You don't know all of that. Huh? Paralysis of the femoral nerve. Fracture of the head of femur. Teach them all of that. Teach them Turner's syndrome. You don't know them. There is something you know. But there is somebody who knows it and is paid to teach them. Somebody say amen. He went and told the man. And the man said, it is true. God will not give the church teachers an appoint office of pastors if it is irrelevant. So let us look at scripture. In seasons of confusion, in seasons of error, you look at the scripture. Holy Spirit, some people call something the school of the Holy Spirit. Where it's okay, go and let only the Holy Spirit should teach you. Many people do that. Nobody's instructed them, and then before you know it, bam, one major error. One of our contemporaries in school in those days began to see all manner of revelation. Revelation that, this guy just stepped into error straight. Oh, God said this, God said that. Well, in fact, he saw an angel taking his blood from his external jugular vein. That angel looks to me like a demon or something. All manner of visions. The next thing he says, he's seeing handwriting and receiving interpretation. All next thing is out of church. That guy was away from God for almost 21 years. As I speak, I don't know if he's back. You know, just missing road. And there are people, until something looks high sounding, the simplicity of the gospel is too simple for them. They want somebody to talk very, very high grammar, high things that does not translate into practical applicability. Something is changing for somebody here today. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder believers, amen. So at those times we pray, and God gives us light. Now number three, by the act of praying in the Holy Spirit, we can get light out of Scripture. Through the act of praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is a major secret of succeeding with the Word. Praying in the Spirit is a major secret of succeeding in the Word. Because like I said in the first service, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. John chapter 14 verse 17. He is the Spirit of truth. And the Word of God is true. John 14, 17. And the Word of God is true. John 17, 17. So if he is the Spirit of truth, then he is the Spirit of the Word. He is the Spirit of the Word. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy Word is truth. He is the Spirit of the Word. Hallelujah. Now, how does the Holy Ghost help now? So, when you are able to pray abundantly in the Spirit, you can access revelation from the Spirit. Now, how does the Holy Spirit help us to access truth? I mentioned two things in the first service. One, the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. You read it in 2 Peter 1, 20, 21. It says, holy men of God in times past, they spake as they were moved of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost authored the Bible, and nobody knows the book like the author. 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 Secondly, we said, the Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance what God spoke previously that may be needed presently. Whatever God spoke previously that we may need presently, the Holy Spirit brings them to our remembrance. John chapter 14 and in verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said to you. The Holy Spirit will bring all things to your remembrance that God has said to you. So that is number two way in which the Holy Ghost helps us. It brings back things to our remembrance. Number three, the Holy Ghost is our teacher. He is our teacher. He causes us to know what we couldn't have known by ourselves. He is our teacher. He causes us to know what we couldn't have known by ourselves. In John chapter 14 and in verse 26, John chapter 14 and in verse 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He will teach you all things. He will bring all things to your remembrance. He is our teacher. He causes us to know what we couldn't have known by ourselves. And finally, number four, the Holy Spirit helps us to connect Scripture with Scripture in order to broaden our understanding. He helps us to connect Scripture with Scripture. I'm seeing Lomé Togo. I hope there's interpretation going on. And Douala Cameroon as well. And all those French-speaking countries.
All right. The Holy Spirit helps us to connect scripture with scripture in order to broaden our understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, and in verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto all by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Spirit teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. You are confronted with a particular scripture that appears very naughty. It's not. It's K-N-O-T-T-Y. It's naughty. Not like a naughty boy, but like a scripture that is tied with knot. Jakokoko bagadagalashta. Zekote paratis ki kokoratisa. Spirit of the living God, or not this scripture. Dissolve, disintegrate, break it down to atoms and its molecules. Jekokoko babarata satatashti. Leko zarita kazagadashta. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And before you can say, praise the Lord, that scripture is pieced. And you see what you haven't seen before. And when you make any reference there, people say, is such a thing in the Bible? How did you see it? You saw it because the Holy Ghost helped you to see it. Pardon the way I wanted to say it. The Holy Ghost helped you to saw it. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. And if you flow in the Holy Ghost permanently, you flow in insight permanently. If you flow in the Holy Ghost permanently, you flow in light permanently. Somebody say aloud, amen. I prophesy to somebody here a new dimension of light, a new flow of light, a new wave of light, a new stream of light. If you are receiving fresh light today, shout the loudest amen. If you are receiving fresh light today, shout the loudest amen. If you are receiving fresh light today, shout amen at the top of your voice. Finally, what do we do to access the word? Through making demands on the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. We saw in Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 all the way to verse 7, where there was a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And you can continue. And the Lion, who is the Lamb of God, was slain to open the book. Now, how is the blood of Jesus helping us with the book? One, I say that the blood of the covenant, the blood of the Lamb, was shed to give man access to the book. That is first. Second, I'd like you to note this. The blood of the covenant brings man out of the pit where there is no water. This is important. It brings man out of the pit where there is no water. Zechariah chapter 9 and in verse 11. Zechariah chapter 9 and in verse 11. Zechariah 9 and in verse 11. He says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. Prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water. What is water? Ephesians 5:26. That he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The word is water. The blood is to bring me out of waterlessness. The word is water. The blood of the covenant is applied to bring me from the realm where I couldn't get water. Out of the realm where I couldn't see the world. I couldn't get any light out of the world. Somebody is coming out this morning. Can I say something to you? The devil knows that your destiny is in the word. So he wants to do everything possible to ensure that you don't understand the Bible. Everything possible to ensure that the book is closed when you open it. That you read it like newspaper. Most people hardly sleep during lecture in school. Those who sleep during lecture are few. But many sleep during preaching. Because there is no devil. The devil is not fighting them too much about understanding geography. But the devil doesn't want them to understand the Holy Ghost. So he fights them with drowsiness, fights them with a closed book, fights them with a mind that is closed. He fights them on every side. Am I speaking? He fights them on every side. But today, I decree the fight is over. Carry your Bible in your hand and lift that hand up. Lift it up. Everywhere you are, lift that Bible up. Stand on your feet, Liverpool. Lift it high up. And say after me, O Lord, today I ask by the blood of Jesus that you will open this book for me to understand. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open this book and cause me understanding. Pray. Jesus, lift it high up and say, Father, I come before you today.
I come before you today.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
O Lord,
to behold wonders
out of your law.
I thank you, Lord,
because from today,
the book
has become for me
an open book.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Take your seat 1 minute.
Very soon we shall pray. And just before we pray, we came out from Uyo in Akwa Ibom State, Warri Delta State. Church dedication. Please give us the clips as fast as you can. And Ugele also. While you get set for the visitation of God. Media, is this taking you by surprise? While they get set,
all our brothers and sisters out in the overflow, where are they? Yes! Celebrate yourself!
Overflow till under the bridge. If you are to live with durability and quality, that is, you are to live fine and last long, it will take faith.
Let light come. Let the chains break. Let them come out of the prisons. Let them come out of bondage. Let them come out of captivity.
I take authority over the spirit of spiritual blindness. I take authority over the demon of confusion and over every spell of lack of direction. Tonight, these spells are broken.
Move your hand up now. Move it up now.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
We are talking about light here. Everyone who is afflicted, whether one eye or two eyes, are blind or not seeing at all, or not seeing clearly, place your hand there right now.
The two eyes are gone here. This one is a prosthetic eye. Okay? So this is the only one that was meant to function, but it's not good. Had operation already. 28 of them healed of this eye affliction, blindness, not seen at all, not seen partially. Diabetes affected two of her eyes.
Yes, sir. But this is the amazing part. She came in with this diabetic foot.
See the diabetic foot here?
All going gangrenous.
Diabetic foot that doesn't heal.
She's matching the leg now.
And her eyes, her diabetic eyes are seen now. 3 in 1. Give the Lord a praise. Oh, the same mother, the same father.
Being raised by their auntie.
These children being raised by their auntie. Yes,
their mother is in the mortuary now.
SS. Family rejected them.
All of them sick class. SS.
In the name of Jesus, I declare that sickle cell devil, leave these children. SS. Change to AA. Spirit of inheritance. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. And here we have 1, 2, 3. From SS to AA. She's taking it off. She's taking it off. She's taking the lumbar girdle off.
Next.
That's
day.
Right. That's right. The twin healed of stroke, herself healed of lumbar spondylosis. Both of them are nurses.
See, lift this it up. Mama, lift it up.
These women
up.
Are twins, both
Nene,
nurses.
Are you just
one
looking?
With lumbar spondylosis, one
on
with stroke.
Hand,
both healed, identical
stroke,
twins.
On my right hand, healing from lumbar spondylosis. Jeez. Ever. Complete healing. Everyone in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord of your life.
deep sanctum.
Manifestation of his ownership. Manifestation of the supernatural. Manifestation of great dimensions of his health and his presence. In the name of Jesus.
The opening of this sanctuary officially to the glory of God.
In the name of the Father and of the Son. On Friday, 22nd September 2023,
to the glory of God. Worried. Traditional ruler.
Jesus.
I can feel the blessing.
Representing the governor of the state.
This is a gift to mankind. And we are all partakers. The Lord be the glory.
Ugeli. Oh, did you
say? Angels ascend and descend.
Be following somebody to dedicate his 3,000 units of housing estate, and somebody to dedicate his aircraft transportation fleet of aircrafts, and somebody else to dedicate the shipping line. What is your own? If it is mega, generationally impacting, we'll go there to pour oil on the ground and to let the devil know that the church is rising and taking over. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are.
A higher degree of relationship with God. Higher level of worship. Higher dimension of prayer. Higher depth in the word. A walking knowledge of God. Lift your hands. I see those that have been delivered from the shackles of ancestral curse, generational curse, family limitations. The thing that have held your life back, prevented you from being who you are meant to be and serving God the way you are meant to serve. That's right. Help that man there. That's right. I see someone coming out of the mouth of the lion, coming out of the grave and out of the pit and out of Mahoshara. The grave cloth is being removed. The garment of destruction being set on fire. Your hands. And the fire of the Spirit is coming upon you, and that fire of the Spirit is changing things around you. Lift your hands high. A wealth mantle, not just for materialism, but for kingdom assignment. It's coming. He set it on fire. These garments of wretchedness and empty-handedness. Lift your hands up. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream fire and place your hands on your head. In this place, all our locations around the world, those connected online, let your fire fall. Let deliverance happen. Let chains be broken. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us as it is written. Curse is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. In that day it shall not be said anymore, the fathers have eaten the sour grape, and the teeth of the children are set on teeth, on edge. Everyone shall die for his iniquity. Somebody say today, I receive my freedom from every limitation of ancestry, every generation, family, witchcraft, occultic limitation that help her over my life, over my destiny. I receive freedom now. I receive freedom now. Father, I make demands on the fire the Spirit to set on fire every limitation of my life. Are you ready? When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream fire at the top of your voice, and something shall be roasted. Father, let the fire burn in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Let the hammer descend. Right. Thank you. Of the grave, came out of their pits, came out of prisons. Garments have just been changed. Chains have just been broken. Everyone who had an encounter or had a deliverance or a healing, quickly run to the front here. Someone's lower back is healed. The heavy load on the chest is lifted.
Someone's ear is open. Give the Lord a praise because of how it is right now. We'll be closing in a few minutes. Take your seat, people. Oh, consuming fire, God. I've come before your throne to be fired up. Oh, God. Flow, flow, flow.